In 2005, Wisconsin's Department of Justice State Crime Laboratory recorded 158 cases of heroin. Last year, there were 570. Jeb Sperry is a special agent in charge with the DOJ's Division of Criminal Investigation. He says usage is growing annually and spreading from the largest cities, Milwaukee and Madison, and into the suburbs and rural areas.
It'll come into an area like La Crosse. You'll have a relatively small group of users that are addicted to it, and they will then turn other people on to the drug, and it'll just multiply from there.
Following the recent overdoses in La Crosse, the police department released a statement saying it's concerned that a very potent supply of heroin could have made its way into the area. Jim Bone is the assistant special agent in charge with the Drug Enforcement Agency in Milwaukee. He's not able to comment on the La Crosse situation, but does say heroin purity levels have been on the rise. A decade ago, heroin was about 5 to 10% pure. Now, Bone says heroin can be 20 to 80% pure.
The South American market, South American heroin, increased to purity levels about a decade or so ago, which means that you could snort it instead of just having to inject it, which kind of opened up a whole user market at that point.
Bone says the DEA has been educating police across the state since many departments had not dealt with the drug in previous years. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.